Our learning should be Levi Nishmas, the 3-month baby girl when Rachman Alatson was killed yesterday. I think Rabbi Kamenetsky said her name was Chaya Zissel Braun. So our learning should be Levi Nishmas for Neshama and all the people who are still in the hospital, that they have a complete refuah shalema. We'll continue with our Shabbos project ideas. Rabbi Zilberstein brings down a pretty crazy tshuva. In 2008, when Tzahal went into battle to halt the rocket fire in Gaza, there was a soldier in the army who went in on Shabbos, just like this past summer. The soldiers had to fight on Shabbos. So it was one Friday night, and he was fighting throughout Mamish throughout the whole night. He wasn't able to make Kiddush, wasn't able to have a meal. And it even the battle, the combat went even into the next day. Finally, around in Shabbos afternoon, he finally got back to the base. And he was so tired after this 12 hour combat, he just fell on the bed and fell asleep. When he got up, he was woken up about an hour and a half after, because his unit was going back in. He remembered the Shulchan Aruch brings down an Orach Chaim Simin Reish Sadi Gimel Sif Gimel, that if a person is unable to make Havdalah at the end of the day, right? If you know that you're not gonna, if you have a Dvar Mitzvah, and you have to be Mamish, you're gonna have to be in a place that you're not gonna be able to make Havdalah. A person can even make Havdalah after Plag HaMincha, which is one and a quarter hours before Shabbos is over, and then recite Havdalah. Then you can't do any Malacha, but you could do Havdalah, and that's exactly what he did in Meir. He made Havdalah. And because he thought he was going back in. Right after that, now there's around an hour and a half left to Shabbos, right? A little less than that. He found that his unit said, no, they're still waiting to go back in. For whatever reason, they couldn't go back in. He realized that he didn't make Kiddush yet. He made Havdalah, but he didn't make Kiddush yet. So he wants to know if he's a... I guarantee you, he probably didn't ask the Shaila to Zilberstein at the time. He probably asked him after. He wants to know, are you allowed to make Kiddush after you made Havdalah? Because we know the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Orach Chaim, in Simen, Reish, Ayin, Aleph, Sif, Ches, that a person can make Kiddush the whole day. That if a person neglects or he forgot to make Kiddush Friday night, you can still make Kiddush the whole day Shabbos until it's over. So what do you guys think? Is he able to make Kiddush after Havdalah, or is he not? It's a good shaila, no? So basically, he says that the same question was brought down by the Sefer Haderos, Rabbi Eliyahu David Rabinowitz Tumim, has this exact idea, this exact question. He says, on one hand, Havdalah was already made, but it's still Shabbos. Even though he made Havdalah, the day itself is still Shabbos. However, on the other hand, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim and Simen Lamed Sif Hey, that if a person davened Maariv on Friday night, and then he realized, Meir, that he didn't put on tefillin, he is not able to put on tefillin. Why? Because he already accepted Shabbos. It's already Shabbos. He already accepted Shabbos, and therefore he wouldn't be able to put on tefillin. However, nevertheless, the Haderos ruled in that tshuva that he should still recite Kiddush to this person. Why? Because since Shabbos is not really over, he's still forbidden to do Malacha, right? And we know Zachar is for the mitzvahs Aseh, for the mitzvahs that we have to do, and Shamar is for the mitzvahs that the losas is that we can't do. So he says, as long as there's an inyan of shamar, as long as there's a decree that a person can't do things, you can't write, you can't text, maybe according to the Shabbos app, you can't do those things, right? Then so too, you could still say Kiddush. So Zilberstein told him that as long as the day is still Shabbos, you could still make Kiddush. Rav Zilberstein then quotes and finally quotes another reason from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Mem Zayin Os Laman Af. I have this sefer from my wife, Baruch Shem Shadav, from seminar, so thank you to her. He quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Tzorach in the Misha Hibdel B'Shabbos Acher Plaga Mincha, someone makes Abdallah after Plaga Mincha, the Nisgar Shalo Kiddush Belayla, he realized he didn't make Kiddush. Im sarach gam achshav lekaddish. He's not sure if maybe he's still able to make kiddush. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says the efshar de ein ze tarti says atrei. It's not a contradiction that once he made Havdalah, he could still make kiddush. Why? Kaven shagam ha kiddush shel knisa gam Havdalah sheyetzias haShabbos hakol nima meosa pasach zochar esim haShabbos kacho. Because he basically brings down from the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chavtes Halacha Aleph, that we know Kiddush brings in Shabbos, Kiddush brings in the holiness of Shabbos, and Havdalah takes Klai Yisrael out of the Kiddush Shabbos, but they're both learning the same pasuk. They're both learning the same pasuk, and Rav Zilberstein said it shows that Kiddush and Dalar are not mutually exclusive. They're both talking about the Kiddush of Shabbos, and therefore Rav Zilberstein would tell him for two reasons. One, the reason was that you could still make Kiddush even after making Avdalah, that as long as the day of Shabbos still is inherent and they still have halachas, you can't do. The Shamor aspect of Shabbos is still there. That means the Zachor Shabbos is still there and you could still make Kiddush. And then he quoted from Shlomo Zalman, who quotes the Rambam, that the Havdalah and Kiddush, they're intertwined. They're very, very, very much connected. So Merit Hashem, if we ever find ourselves, for whatever reason, we find ourselves that we didn't make a Havdalah, we didn't make Kiddush yet, for whatever reason, we could still make Kiddush until the end of Shabbos.